Hey, welcome back to God News You Can Use. It's a brand new edition. Yay! I've been running a few what we call best ofs for the last few weeks, and I'm happy to be back here. A lot of great stuff happening out there. It is time to get on board and get back to it and talk about all the good news that is happening. We call it God News You Can Use because everybody needs good news, especially in these times. I don't have to tell you. You look at the headlines, you log on to social media, your friend texts you something, and you go, yeah, okay, I just didn't need to hear that today. Completely understand it. So that's what this is all about. It's about sharing good news. The ultimate good news, of course, is our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We are to spread the gospel, the good news of our Savior, and tell others about Jesus and say that when you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, you shall be born again with God for eternity. It's news worth spreading. But meanwhile, God is in and on the move because we've got these great stories, and we know He is ever present, ever near. And let's get to our very first story for today. This one happens in La Honda, California. This is a really cool area of California. It has a redwood forest a little bit more south than where you'd expect to see redwoods. They're mainly up north. This one's a little bit closer to like Big Sur, Santa Cruz area. So not quite Southern California, but it's just a beautiful place, kind of near the ocean. But on one particular day, one particular night, well, an elderly man was driving down a windy road and took a wrong turn. Sadly, he went over the cliff. Well, he survived. That was the good news. However, he had to spend the night out there in the wilderness by his truck, which was pretty much destroyed at this point. And, you know, lest people think California is always warm, it does get pretty chilly at night, especially when you're in a place that's heavily wooded and not exactly, you know, sitting out in sunshine, you're surrounded by trees. So this man was there alone. And can you imagine what was going through his mind and what was going through his heart, thinking, will I ever get out of here? So something happened. A good Samaritan, yes, that's this kind of a story. A good Samaritan happened to spot the car down in the ravine and said, I've got to do something about it. So he stopped. He tied a rope to his own truck and he started to sort of rappel down the side of it's like a semi-cliff, I guess you could call it. Now, here's the catcher to this story. The good Samaritan that stopped to help the other man was also in his 70s. Two elderly men, one at the bottom of the ravine, one trying to help the other. The California Highway Patrol came by not too long after to witness this.
There was a vehicle that had gone down the embankment. He went back to the scene and tied a rope to his truck and then tried to kind of climb down the hill to assist this person that had gone down the hill.
Oh, and you know, listen, I think it's very brave that he did that, but it's risky, it's dangerous. He took his life into his own hands doing this, but that's what good Samaritans do. And the California Highway Patrol, well, they're pretty grateful when people do that and call in, of course.
We appreciate that when the public calls in.
And the man that was rescued, by the way, inevitably, he's doing fine. Had some head injuries, but he's doing fine today. Isn't it nice when people stop? There's a lot of stories out there of people not stopping, just walking past people or driving past or not wanting to get involved. This is a man in his 70s who tied a rope to his truck and tried to rappel down the embankment, the cliff, if you will, to help somebody else in need. That's amazing. God's Word today with your God News You Can Use story number one. You know this one, Mark 12:31. The second is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. That is, of course, to love the Lord God Almighty with all your heart, with all your soul, with everything within you, and to love your neighbor as yourself. Good stuff there. That's a good first story here on God News You Can Use. I can hardly believe I'm back with brand new stories. So much good news has been happening. It's been hard to choose, but I think you'll enjoy story number two. And I've actually done a story on this before, but this one has a little bit of a different take. We're talking about Biddy and Bo's. This is a coffee shop in Massachusetts where the owner of the store, when she established it, decided that she was going to go out of her way to hire those with special needs. In particular, those who have mental and emotional challenges, those who might not otherwise be considered for employment. I've talked about this before as well. My baby brother, who happens to be deaf, and he has some other disabilities that came along with that. I would see him when I was younger be denied jobs. I worked as a waitress in a restaurant when I was much younger, and they needed a dishwasher. My brother said, I'd love that job. At the time, he was like 18 years old. And the owner of the restaurant said, no, we're not going to be able to talk to him. And I said, no, dude, you can talk to him. You can use gestures. You can point. You can write things down. And he does read lips to a degree. And no matter what I did, no matter how I advocated for my brother, Chris, the owner decided not to hire him. And I was just so young. I wasn't quite in fight mode at that point. But, you know, I think the older me would have fought a little bit harder for that. But I've seen it over and over again. But with Biddy and Bo's in Massachusetts, this is what they do. They go out of their way to hire those with special needs, just like Joe, who just got his very first paycheck working at Biddy and Bo's. They serve coffee, by the way, and a smile and a whole lot of joy. Oh, was he happy to get that first paycheck.
That joyful jumping up and down, viewed more than 3.3 million times on social media. If it makes you smile, imagine what it does for Joe's champions.
I say it every time I leave here. I leave with a full heart. A lot of times I say, you know, you might not be able to change the whole world, but, you know, we can change our world, right? And so that's what he's doing, you know, one coffee at a time.
Joy abounds at Biddy and Bo's. And I'll tell you, this is just such a great story. It's a great example of being joyful in all situations. We can learn a lot from folks who have unique needs, like the workers, the hard workers at Biddy and Bo's. There is joy even in the small things. What is seemingly like a small thing? A paycheck never is. I still get joyful when I get one. And one of the other workers, who's also brand new to Biddy and Bo's, had this to say about his first paycheck.
Literally so happy. It felt like a holiday for me.
A holiday indeed. Love that. So God's word, since we're doing God News You Can Use, giving God all the glory, let's get into it, talking about joy. 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 18. Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Amen. And let's move on to story number three. As if you didn't get enough joy today, I got a little joy deep down in my heart to share with you with story number three. And this has kind of happened to me. I'm at the beach, or I'm at the river, or I'm outside working out, and I realize that, oh, my wedding ring is a little loose. First of all, that's kind of good because it means I've lost some weight. Second of all, it means I better be careful. I'm going to lose this. I fling my hand in the air. You never know where it's going to go. It's what happened to Francesca. She was at the beach in New Hampshire with her husband. And there they were playing ball, throwing it back and forth. She reached out for that ball, but she flung her hand out like I thought I might do one day. And there goes the wedding ring set. They looked everywhere for it. Well, that had to be disheartening for sure.
I saw the ball just pop my finger right here, and I saw these two rings just slide right off my finger and go into the water.
Well, thank goodness for metal detectors, because Lou happened to be on that beach in New Hampshire with his metal detector not too long after. Well, it was actually a couple years. And there he is, you know, finding things, digging them up. And in about 4 inches of sand, he found the wedding ring set, went on social media to find the owner of the wedding ring set. And it's worked out so many times before. Why not this time? And it did. He found Francesca. He found her husband. And I'll let you listen to the clip and find out exactly what he did next.
You know, overwhelmed with emotion, crying, looked at my husband, said it was found, like, no way, we were just so pumped.
Lou brought the ring over to Francesca's home, where her husband reenacted the couple's proposal.
Will you marry me, Francesca?
And it's pretty easy to look at the world and see all the bad. And when you peel things back, you see that, you know, we all just want to help each other out. I am going to never wear it in the ocean.
That's a good lesson for us all. I love that story. A lot of joy. And she's right. You can look at all the bad in the world and you can consider that and think that this is the way life is. Or you can remember that there is goodness happening out there. And that's what God News You Can Use is all about. Bringing you three good news stories each and every week. And this is a brand new podcast for a brand new week, and I hope you're enjoying it. God's word, as you can see, the theme today is all about joy. Got that joy down in my heart. I'm clapping my hands because it says in Psalm 47:1, clap your hands, all you nations, shout to God with cries of joy. Amen and amen. I hope you enjoyed today's God News You Can Use podcast, and you can always share it with your friends because everybody needs good news. You can find it on Anchor and Spotify and Apple Podcasts, iTunes, all over the place. like, follow, and share, as they say on social media. But you're listening to this, so why not share it with a friend today who needs some good news? Thanks for listening, and I will have a brand new podcast for you next week, each and every Friday, a brand new one. Check out the Facebook page. Unless you found me there, you know where it's at. Look for God News You Can Use. Like, follow, and share there. And thanks so much. May the Lord bless you mightily. Until next week, and I'll see you then with more God News You Can Use.